And every month or so, we do our best to get together with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and to talk with a matched pair. And every month or so, I misidentify Christine Pace as Kristen Pace. I'm going to get better at that one of these days. It's amazing. Old habits die really hard when that happens. You mentioned off the air that you'll answer to just about anything, huh?
Within reason.
Within reason. I'll answer to just about anything, it seems. How are things going at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh?
Well, actually, Larry, I'm so glad you asked that because I couldn't wait to say this, so I'm glad I get to talk first. Big Brothers, Big Sisters just had our national conference, which is all the agencies in the whole United States, and we have agencies in some foreign countries as well. And the Pittsburgh office got an award. We were named the number one mid-sized to large agency in the nation.
Wow.
So that's a really big honor for us, and we're super excited. And it's based on a lot of different things, our numbers, our, you know, the quality of our matches, our finances, and we're really proud. So I'm glad I got to start off.
That's incredible. And that's fresh news, brand new news. That's amazing. And there's a lot of organizations. Is that the highest category, medium to large?
Yes.
In terms of size?
Well, no, there's large agencies which are much bigger than us. Like New York City would be a large agency, but the biggest category is mid to large.
The largest number of competitors. That makes sense. It's kind of like why you find lots of medium shirts if you're looking for, you know, that size.
Exactly.
Well, that's just terrific.
And then there was another award. It was called the Pinnacle Award. So each year they name the top agencies, and it has nothing to do with size. So this is just all the agencies in the whole country. If you get a gold standard award, there were 12 agencies that were chosen. We were one. And this was our second year in a row being that. And then we won what's called this Pinnacle Award, which is an award for all agencies, doesn't matter what size. So we kind of kick butt, and we're really proud.
Congratulations. I'm glad you put that in technical terms there. What do you think is the reason why you did so well?
You know, we work really hard here in Pittsburgh, and you know, we're focused on quality matches. We have wonderful volunteers. I think Pittsburgh is also a city of people who want to give back, and you know, people who are willing to open up their hearts and kind of, you know, give to others. So I think it's a combination that we have great volunteers, and we just have a hardworking staff and you know, a strong leader, and it all paid off.
Well, congratulations, Christine Pace, and everybody at Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And in a moment, we'll give you their website and phone number if you would like to get involved. In particular, there are plenty of opportunities for kids that are looking for a big brother or big sister. Right now, I'd like to introduce you to a matched set, starting with Matt Mentecchi. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Larry.
Where are you from?
I'm from Springdale.
Nice to have you here. And Matt, Springdale is sort of up Route 28.
Yep.
In the Allegheny Valley, and Matt's joined today by Drew. How are you, Drew?
Good.
It's nice to have you here. I'm going to adjust your microphone a little bit so I can make sure that I can hear you. I did something earlier today. I told you we had somebody really young sitting where you are earlier. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
It's nice to meet you. And where do you go to school?
I go to O Block Junior High.
Oh, I've been out there. It's been a long time. Tell me who else is in your family.
My brother, Alex, he is 14, and my mom.
And what kind of stuff do you like to do? We'll talk about you and Matt in a second, but I'm curious what you like to do, what some of your interests are.
I like to read, I like to play games, and I like to listen to music and cook.
Cool. Oh, wow. I'm interested in reading. Have you read anything interesting lately?
I've read the whole Hunger Games series in half a school year.
I haven't read any of the Hunger Games books yet. Would you recommend them?
Yes.
What do you like about them?
They're really good at the ends, and it's like really good twist endings.
Neat. Do you find it hard to stop, like, when you start a book like that?
Sometimes, but sometimes you just kind of get tired of reading, so then you want to go do something else.
Yeah, there's one book I read recently, and I just couldn't put it down. And you might like it. It was about a kid on a Greyhound bus traveling across the country all by himself. It's called Greyhound, and he was 12, which is why I was thinking you might like it. And he just narrates what his whole trip was like, and good things and bad things. I mean, it was kind of a riveting book, a little scary in places too. And you like to cook?
Yeah.
What's your specialty?
Me and Matt actually usually cook sesame seed chicken.
Wow. So Matt, are you clearly like to cook?
When you get matched up with Big Brothers, they make you fill out all your interests on a form, and Drew introduced himself when we first met as being awesome, so I think we both checked the awesome checkbox. But other than that, I think we're both into cooking, and that's probably something that we got matched up
on. You weren't just matched on the awesome characteristic.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney, and I currently work as a contracts administrator at a local corporation.
Okay, so you're not cooking, you're not a chef, that's what I, or not a chef making a living as a chef.
Yeah, well, but a dirty little secret is every attorney that you meet has a second profession in their head that they pretend to be so that, you know, they go home and do that instead of leaving their day job at the office.
I know many attorneys that are musicians and that are chefs and that are teachers and a lot of other things. So you've cooked for a long time. That's been a passion for you?
Yeah. Growing up with my mom, she would always get me involved. She was a stay-at-home mom, so she had kids running around, and I'd always help her out. So probably get it mostly from my mom. And my dad wasn't afraid to cook, but...
Gosh, my dad, he boiled water. That was about it. And occasionally would supervise the cooking, and not always that well either. So tell me what it was like when you guys met. How long have you been matched now?
We're coming up on a year. A little less than a year.
Yeah.
Like
so
8 months.
What was it like? Have you had a big brother before?
Yeah.
So what was it like meeting for the first time?
It was exciting because I never really got to do guy stuff because my mom, you know.
Yeah.
Not really as a guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the same interests.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty fun getting to meet someone like me.
Cool. And what was the first thing you did together?
We got lunch and we went bowling.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, we try to stick to every other week hanging out and twice a month. And one time we usually try and go out and do something, explore the city or go bowling, go ice skating. Some things like ice skating I don't think Drew ever wants to do again. And then the other time we try and stay in, watch a movie and cook something, and Drew will tell me what he wants to cook, and then I have to go home and learn how to do it so that I don't so I don't disappoint him when we hang out.
So if it's not sesame seed chicken, it's something else.
Most things he has in his like cookbook.
Oh, well, that's great. So you're still bowling after a year. A lot of people in Big Brothers Big Sisters like to bowl. I love to bowl. And I would like to be able to ice skate better than I can. But
so do I.
Yeah. Do you have the ankle issue? That's what I always had.
I can like only like slide. Like yeah. Face plant slide, not like slide on the skates.
Now, is Matt a good skater?
Kind of.
Who wins in bowling?
Him. He like pwned me.
Yeah.
I tell Drew that he kind of gets disappointed when he doesn't win at something.
No, I don't.
Bowling or ice skating, but then we went swimming and I sink like a rock, and he's a great swimmer, so I try and teach him, you know, sometimes you're good at things, sometimes you're not, and it's not a big deal.
It's kind of nice that Matt doesn't hold back, you know, and just yeah. and just lets you win at everything.
Yeah.
There's probably things you could, now you mentioned you like to play games,
yeah.
Xbox or Wii or
like Xbox and PS3.
So I'll bet you there's a lot you can defeat Matt on. Maybe not. Do you play those together?
No, he doesn't really like play games. So
yeah,
not really able to.
We try to spend our time when we're together, you know, doing something.
Yeah.
Video games, there's nothing wrong with them, but he plays a lot on his own.
Yeah, that's true. You can do that when you're by yourself. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you're done with school? Like what you might want to do, you know, in life in general?
Be a chef.
That's a great career choice. I was reading this morning in the New York Times. There's this restaurant in New York City, and they're changing their format, and everybody's upset about it. Some people are excited. Some people are upset. It's going to take 4 hours to eat there. And you can either have lunch or dinner, but no matter what you do, it's going to take 4 hours. It's going to be $195 per person. Can you believe that? And they're making it a dining and entertainment experience where there's magic and, you know, New York City restaurants are pretty expensive, but there's magic and there's food and there's more magic and food, and that just seems kind of extravagant, don't you think? That's pretty,
you know. It better be good or I'm getting a refund.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying they're going to miss the restaurant it used to be. What if you were to go out, like if you could have anything to eat in the whole world, what do you think you'd eat?
Probably like a bunch of Chinese food.
Yeah, I like Chinese food a lot too. And is there a secret to cooking it, do you think?
Not really. You just gotta have the recipe and the like stuff you need to make it.
Yeah, that's it's good. So you just sort of jump right in. Matt, what prompted you to become a big brother?
Well, the fun answer is that I just wanted to commit myself to every other week doing something fun and kid stuff on the weekends, going out and, you know, whether it's ice skating, bowling, or swimming, or staying in and watching movies, pizza, and sesame seed chicken and Chinese food.
Yeah.
You know, you're always having fun when you're hanging out with Drew. That's certainly true. The more serious answer is I wanted to get involved with my community and do something to help be present in someone's life, and it's really not that big of a deal. Drew's easy to hang out with. He's a ton of fun. He's a good boy. His mom has a lot to be proud of, and I'm just there hanging out. So it's a great experience.
So Drew, this question might sound kind of weird, but did anything surprise you about having a big brother? Has anything been really different than you expected?
Not really. He's like kind of like everything I expected in him.
Well, that's great. And how about for you, Matt? Did anything, I'm sure you had some anticipation or some sort of picture in your mind as to what it might be like. Is anything a little different?
Well, I think hanging out with a 12-year-old, you kind of get perspective of what the world looks like through a 12-year-old's eyes. You know, his references and movie stars and I think in Drew's world, his timeline is, you know, a year or two older than me, and then someone's old, you know, like to me, or I think Drew thinks that I'm an old person, you know what I mean?
And well, you are.
I never viewed myself as that way.
I never said that.
And just so I think it wasn't surprising, but I would never think to look through view the world through the eyes of a 12-year-old. It's always interesting. His music, the movies, the things that he follows that I never even knew existed. But as far as the experiences go, Big Brothers makes it really easy. And I can't recommend it enough to anyone that's thinking about getting involved. That you have, it's not just you and your match. Big Brothers is always there. And then also, There's a parent, you know, typically a mother, that wants the little to be involved in the program. So it's not difficult at all. In my experience, completely, you know, not even once has there been a problem, an issue, or anything that I regret. So as far as what I expected, it probably, the expectations probably were, you know, more positive than I even imagined. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's important for people that might be considering getting involved, whether you're a kid or somebody responsible for some kids, or if you just want to get involved as a big brother, big sister, or a big couple, which you can do too. So I got some stuff for you. I have in my hot little hand here a pass to the Children's Museum that is actually not expired. I always have to check.
Thank you.
And although the museum is kind of for younger kids, first of all, you seem young at heart, Drew, but there's an area right when you come in at the front called Make Shop, and there's stuff you can do with your hands, from building devices to sewing to you know, getting involved, actually doing real stuff. And it's actually designed for older kids. So I hope you'll just poke around and enjoy the museum, if not today, whenever. And I have a radio broadcasting patch for you as a souvenir of being here today. And when you're a famous chef, first of all, I hope you won't charge $195
no.
a plate for dinner.
Drew says that he's going to be like Gordon Ramsay, I think, without the swearing, though.
Yeah.
Have you seen that big cookbook series, the 6 volumes that come in plexiglass? That's another expensive. I don't know why these things stick with me, but have you seen that one?
It's, is that the gastronomy set?
Yeah, it's like a $1,000 set of cookbooks. But did you get recipes online? Do you ever do that?
I don't know. Like, sometimes I do, but usually the stuff that we cook is usually in, like, Matt's cookbook, so we usually just look it up in there.
Excellent. Well, Christine, you brought a great match here today, and Matt and Drew, is there anything else you want to add?
I talk with them to check in, you know, what's going on. I'm always hungry. And they didn't talk about too much, but I think the last thing was homemade corn dogs and creme brulee.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive.
Homemade corn dogs and creme brulee?
Yes. That's the last thing they made together, I believe.
Wow. That's that's incredible.
That does seem like it doesn't go together, but I was explaining to Drew that a custard has eggs in it, and I wanted to show him what creme brulee was, and it's
a
custard.
I always wondered what it was.
So. Yeah, really? How did you do the top of it?
He actually had a creme brulee torch.
Oh, he's serious at
this. And, like, the little cups for it. So we really just made, like, the batter and stuff, put it in, let it freeze a bit, and then we just did it.
Wow. And how did you do that? You had corn dogs? How did you do those?
We made, like, a corn, like, the... what's it called?
Batter?
Yeah, the batter make cornbread. And then we just, like, put hot dogs on, like, sticks. And then we just, like, dipped them in it, like, and rolled them in it. And then we just fried them.
That's amazing. So Matt must have a pretty good kitchen to do this stuff in. And, you know, everything's better when it's on a stick. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
It just makes food better.
Right. So, see, these guys are serious cooks. They're just not, you know... playing around here. They get it done.
Well, thank you, all three of you, for being here. And you can get more information about Big Brothers and Big Sisters quite easily by going to the website. It's just bbbspittsburgh.org. And you heard it here first. They placed first in the nation, in the world, actually, right? In their category, world. Recently, and congratulations to them on that. You can also phone 412-363-6100, 412-363-6100. Anything else Drew, that you'd like to mention? I didn't ask if you wanted to say hello to anybody who might be listening either at home or later.
I guess, hi, Mom. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Graham.
Yeah. Alex and Graham, did you say?
Yeah, Graham.
Hello to them. And Matt, do you want anything else you'd like to mention?
What Christine isn't telling you is I think Pittsburgh was ranked second until Drew and I came along. And we took them over the top to number one.
How so about that?
We're going to take personal credit for that first place spot.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to have these guys here. We're going to have to get bigger headphones for them because of the ever-expanding head size here, as you swell with pride here. Thank you both for being here. You're
thanks
a great match.
Us.
No problem.
And Christine, thanks as always. And more information at bbbspittsburgh.org or by phoning 412-363-6100.